From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
Again, 721, 38 degrees at Classic Hits, 97.7 The Bolt. It is time now for Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank in Humboldt. Activities Director Ryan Ahern is in studio. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Pat. Good morning. Happy to be here. Busy time of the year with the spring.
Oh, my gosh. In. Yeah. Of course, change of seasons, closing in on that last day of school, and so many things are happening. I know you have a list of things that you want to cover. I say we jump right into it. How are we transitioning?
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. Well, the winter sports officially wrapped up. We had two of our basketball players playing in a senior all-star game Saturday at Dallas Center Grimes and the Iowa Basketball Coaches Association Senior All-Star Game, Morgan Mann and Elliot Carlson. So a great honor for them. They were able to represent the Northwest Iowa team and play two games each last Saturday. So kind of wrapped up stellar careers for those two Humboldt basketball players. And we'll have our new strength and conditioning coach, Jake Lewis, in tonight for a meet and greet. He's going to be in town looking for a new home. His wife got a teaching job, and so we'll have a meet and greet with Jake tonight with our head coaches. And then moving on in the fine arts side of things, on Friday and Saturday this week, the spring play with Peter Pan, Emily Wiebke leading the spring play as the director. So really excited for that on Friday and Saturday night. Was able to have two excellent track meets on March 20th and March 21st at the Humboldt Recreation Center indoor track meets. So big thanks to Paxton Peterson and Michelle Mann. We have great attendance for that, and there's tight seating in the rec center, but 10 teams each night, and took about an hour and a half to 2 hours for that meet to get done, and some great athletes running in there. So that's kind of where we're at with the spring sports, Pat. Soccer starting up tomorrow. Mason City is here for girls soccer. And then we'll have four more track meets, and golf will be starting up soon too. So it's a busy spring. We have eight total sports seasons going between the high school and middle school for spring sports. So a lot to keep track of, and a lot of opportunities for the community to come out and watch our kids, whether it's, at the track meets and soccer and golf. And it's an exciting time. And prom will be here next Saturday. And then, starting up baseball, softball kids been practicing, trying to get ready for their season, which will start late April, early May.
Well, I know for Matt Shear, I don't want to say that he sat idle, because he's always busy with something. When we're in between sports seasons, he gets a little crazy. So he's really looking forward to the new sports seasons and calling some more games. That'll be a lot of fun. What does a summer look like for you typically?
Well, the summer's busy with baseball and softball. Our middle school or freshmen will be playing 10 a.m. games 3 to 4 days a week, and then JV varsity games at night. And so just busy with baseball and softball, and trying to look ahead to the fall and get ready with schedules and staffing and hiring officials. That's a big thing I'm doing right now, is trying to hire wrestling officials for next year's wrestling meets in November, December, January, between high school boys, high school girls, and then our middle school team. So right now it's just working ahead to try and get officials lined up, and a lot of competition for officials, a shortage of officials, if you will. So need to get on their schedules so we can have those meets, and can't have them without them, and try to pay them the best we can within our budget. And I know officials really appreciate coming to Humboldt with the hospitality, and those wrestling rooms have great hospitality rooms for, like, our Joe Fitch wrestling tournament for boys, mm-hmm. Michelle Jensen for girls. And so it's a great place to come officiate, but really just always trying to work ahead is the biggest thing that I'm doing probably right now and then through the summer.
Yeah, I would imagine putting together a schedule for officiating would be somewhat of a nightmare, but I'm sure you have a method to the madness.
Yeah, and right now we're trying to transition all of our athletic schedules off of our NCC, our school page, to go bound, or bound as everyone calls it now. And that's just where everybody's going in the state for schedules and stats and everything. So it's kind of a one-stop shop for everything, but change is hard at times and just something people are going to have to get used to. And we'll get those links on our school website and continue to roll out the bound scheduling and where you can go to find all Humboldt Athletics events 7-12, but it is on the Humboldt Bound page, starting with golf this spring and then baseball this summer. So it's going to be good, but it'll take a while for people to get used to and moving away from the R school system.
It's been good. It's been fun. It's been challenging, but rewarding. How would you describe where we're at from the start of school to where we're at now?
Yeah, I think it's been a great year so far, and I've had a lot of success in all areas. And, you know, this weather's been kind of tough in the spring, and hopefully cooperates and it's not raining and snowing all the time as it has been, and, you know, not missing any more days of school. And just want the golf courses and our soccer field to be in the best shape it can be. And I think, you know, you'll see that as the temperatures warm up here moving into April.
Activities Director Ryan O'Hearn has been our guest on Wildcat News. Thank you so much for coming in. It's good to see you the few times here in studio, but I see you around town, and maybe we'll see you out on the golf course this summer.
Hey, I hope so. Yeah. Keep hitting them straight. But yeah, we appreciate all the things you guys do for us and all the coverage and the daily updates for sports and activities. So really appreciate it, Pat.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Ryan. Or excuse me, Mr. O'Hearn. 728, 38 degrees. This has been Wildcat News on Classic Hits The Bolt.